This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you. America, everybody's into smoking. Seemingly, it's still almost as strong as it was years ago, believe it or not. So if you're a smoker, check this out. European Union now is proposing tougher anti-smoking actions. Now, we know that smoking's tough on your health. I mean, we know that, but a lot of people still do it. I know it's addictive. Nicotine is a little bit of a challenge, and a lot of people really want to stop, but they can't. So a lot of different agencies now are stepping up, maybe to lead you on a little bit. Happening in Europe, and you might see it a little bit more here. European Union health officials, they say they want bigger warnings on cigarette packs and a ban on certain flavorings in the cigarettes, strawberry, vanilla, and menthol, which can lure younger people into smoking. So under this proposal, health warnings would increase to 75% of the front and back of packs and 50% of the sides. The warnings would include messages such as smoking kills, quit now, have picture of cancer damaged lungs, and other types of pictures that would tend to lure people away from smoking. Well, the proposals are meant to reduce 700,000 smoking-related deaths that occur each year in Europe. So the EU Health Commissioner, Antonio Borg, noted that a city the size of Frankfurt or Palermo is wiped off the map every single year due to smoking-related deaths. This has spurred us on to move in this campaign. And so, I mean, smoking is a big deal. Obviously, you go to your doctor, and of course, the first thing that they're going to tell you is you need to quit smoking. Now, it's a real touchy subject. I'll tell you this, that even in your training in medicine, they'll tell you to be very cautious with that because, I mean, obviously, people are really, I mean, smoking is a big deal. Once you're addicted, it's very, very tough. And it becomes an emotional, really crutch to a lot of people that is very difficult to overcome. And so if you're taking medicine for certain conditions like high blood pressure or high cholesterol or diabetes and you smoke, I mean, the doctor's always going to encourage you, but many of them won't drop the hammer on you because ultimately it has to be your decision. It really does. But just so you know that if you have kids and you smoke, they're watching. Now, some may be turned off of it, you know, because of the smell or whatever, being around it their whole life, but some may end up doing it. Kids don't do what we say, they do what we do. So just be cautious to know the example that you're setting for others and the dangers of secondhand smoke, of course, and thirdhand smoke, mothers. So if you smoke outside and then the smoke gets in your hair and it's on your clothes and then you come in and hold your little baby, there's what's called thirdhand smoke, which can be as dangerous or even more dangerous than secondhand smoke to their little lungs. So really think about the whole smoking deal. And I applaud Europe for stepping up and making some changes to lure people away from it. Because it is. It's a terrible habit. And it's damaging. And it's, you know, again, one of those things that if you can change, you can do one thing for your health in this new year coming up. It's to drop the smoking habit. Pick something else up. Replacement behavior is one of the best choices you can do for smoking, whether it be, you know, choosing to run or exercise, reading books, socializing, pick up a new event socially with some, you know, maybe you're playing volleyball or maybe you get into some type of philanthropy that you really enjoy that kind of takes your mind off of the smoking habit, whatever it is, replacement therapy is really good. Acupuncture has some great therapies that they use to be able to help people with the whole smoking gig. So something to think about. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can check us out online. Go to getwellradio.com. And don't forget, our wellness providers are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. You can check them out there at the website as well. We're going to go to the phones and go to Holly. Hi, Holly.
Hi, Dr. Asa. My daughter... I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I just said, great to talk with you. How can I help?
My daughter, who is 15, has just been diagnosed with vascular migraines. And I was just wondering if there's something I can do with her diet or naturally to help those.
So she's just been recently diagnosed, and she's dealing with them how often?
Constantly, and with dizziness and nausea, body aches, and stomach aches.
Mm-hmm. And the doctors have done what so far?
She's got a prescription for, let's see, it's Elavil.
And has that been helping her?
Well, she's only taken one just last night.
Mm-hmm.
And so she just hasn't seen results from that yet.
Well, migraines can have several triggers. And it's finding the trigger that can be a little bit challenging, especially early on when you get diagnosed with them. Have you ever eliminated foods from her diet? Like, has she ever gone gluten-free, cut out wheat? Has she cut out dairy for an 8-week period? Or has she ever done that?
No, we haven't done that yet. So that would be...
That's always a good thing to do. Yeah, a lot of physicians, depending, especially pediatricians, they just don't go that route typically at first. They'll try just normal medicine, see if that works. And more alternative doctors will look at the food and the eating habits first, typically, just because there's so many root triggers that can be a cause due to what she's putting inside of her body. And once you start eliminating foods, if you notice that the symptoms begin to go away, then you'll know you have something. And you always want to make notes of maybe what foods you remove and what foods you add in to see if they make, if they trigger, meaning that if she eats something and then an hour or two later, she's got just a severe migraine. Because a lot of times there are nutritional issues involved with those. So, food allergies and that sort of thing. So if you haven't tried that, you might want to look into it. A good thing to do if you're going to do that, just so you know, wheat products and dairy products are the top two triggers for sure. And then you can get into other allergy testing, and they can do some different food testing to see if she has sensitivities. There's some great tests out there where they can do that. But I would get with someone that knows what they're doing. Naturopathic doctors do this often, and you might find an integrative medical doctor that does that as well. So, again, you got to shop around just a little bit. But I would find somebody that can work with her from that perspective, along with what her physician has her doing, with the medicine. Not that that's bad, but that's a Band-Aid. We need to figure out, or I would want to, if it was my daughter, figure out what the trigger is. And there's always a root cause. It's not just she was fine and then all of a sudden got diagnosed and they came out of nowhere. Something changed in her lifestyle patterns, and that's what you have to figure out. Okay? Keep me posted. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today are lifestyle related. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, guess what? You can lifestyle your way out, get well, stay well, and live well. There's always hope. Don't you dare lose it. Check out the website. Go to mywellnessproviders.com. We'll be right back.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acid. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth, America. What do you struggle with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, can't lose the extra pounds, tends to be kind of a big deal. A lot of people can't lose the extra weight, but if you can make the right kind of changes, change your lifestyle, figure out exactly what the key root causes are of going on in your health, then typically things can turn around, but some basic principles apply, and you just got to be able to make some changes. It's more than just willpower. It's kind of the want to. It's making the decision that you want to live better than you have before, and it's all about making changes and sticking to them, and that's going to be big right around the corner coming up in this new year. Ellen, you're next with us. How can I help?
Well, it's not just me. It's not about me. It's to do the most good for the most people, so that no one else ever has to go through what I have been through.
Okay, well, what's going on?
Much too long to go through in the air. Perhaps I can text you on Facebook.
Okay.
Send you a message or a comment. I'm just learning it.
Okay, well, talk to me. What's going on?
Okay. We could talk about asymptomatic kidney disease, asymptomatic kidney stone, which is now gone. Asymptomatic bleeding duodenal ulcers, which almost took me out of here. And but what I really, really want somebody to speak openly and candidly about, instead of all the euphemisms, avoidance, whatever that I have encountered, is you go to a hospital and it's a gift that keeps on going, giving, known as MRSA. Staphylococcus aureus. More people died from that in 2005 than from AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, when I got out of the hospital and went into rehab, I kept saying, do I have it still? Do I still have it? And they ignored me. And even the wonderful, wonderful doctor who was my, you know, urologist, he's the only one that paid any attention or did anything. And ditto for the wonderful doctor who saved my life with the endoscopy for those ulcers. I had no idea I had ulcers. I had no idea I was going to wake up and not be able to walk or barely talk and have to go to the hospital. But I would like to hear somebody, you know, as if you could talk about ulcers, you could talk about diabetes, cellulitis. There's limited information on the net on that, too. So how you get a staph infection, which a cellulitis already is, if you get MRSA and you combine that with cellulitis, you got a big problem.
That's for sure. So your main question would be what?
When your own clinic gives you a song and dance and will not give you the lab work that you need.
So you're looking for someone to do lab work and they're not helping you? Is that the question?
But I don't want anyone to go through any of the things I went through. Rehab was a nightmare, but it wasn't.
Okay. So, Ellen, what would your question be for me? How can I help?
Can you talk about MRSA so people know about it when they go in the hospital?
Yeah, I mean, MRSA, I mean, is a big challenge. I mean, we're seeing it more. The resistant strands of bacteria, we're seeing them more and more. And The reason being is a lot of times it's overuse of antibiotics, which has happened over a long period of time, and you get an infection, and we're seeing kind of these super bugs pop up, and they're very hard to for hospitals and doctors to be able to control. And once they get in your system, it's very hard to find certain antibiotics that will really get after it. And you have to pull out a lot of the big guns and get in there and go after it. And that's why it's multiple round after round. Then your gut flora gets to a point where it's not where it needs to be. And, of course, the good bacteria and the bad bacteria gets all over the place. And then it just becomes worse. So it's kind of this cycle that goes on and on. And depending on the doctor you work with, some really believe that it can be taken care of. Some will use natural methods, and some will just go more toward the traditional route. But I will tell you that MRSA is not something, obviously, to play around with. And there are natural methods, but I wouldn't really recommend them. If it was me and it was MRSA, I would want to tackle it with the biggest gun they had, because you want to go after it and get rid of it as quickly as possible because of what it can do. I mean, it can wreak havoc on your immune system, and it can wreak havoc on you long term. And people that deal with MRSA over a long period of time, you really do see the effects. So it's interesting how the whole process works. And you do see it more and more. We're seeing it more in hospitals, for sure. So building the immune system up, making it strong, is one major key. Eating the right kind of foods so that your immune system does stay strong is a major key as well. And plenty of probiotics, fermented foods, kimchi, kefir, a lot of those foods are very important to eat on a regular basis because they do keep the good bacterial flora balanced in the gut. And that's a huge deal with MRSA. Not just is MRSA running rampant inside the body, but you got to create a good internal environment for the body to stay strong. And that's, when you're dealing with MRSA, the traditional medical model, believe it or not, is one of the better models because you've got to get in and tackle it. But it's also finding a team of physicians that will work with you and listen to you, because I'm hearing that they're not really listening. And that's what you want, is to have kind of a team around you that pays attention, that they get it. And not that doctors don't get it, because they're trained to get it, but some don't listen. I get it. They're in a place where they just don't pay attention. Or at least maybe they heard you, but you don't think they did. So communication skills might be a little bit weak. At any rate, keeping the immune system strong for what you're talking about is key. And getting your eating habits in a certain position is key too. And that comes down to personal responsibility and making the right kind of choices. It does. It's not easy. But it's also having someone to guide you to do that is very important. And having someone like a dietitian or a nutritionist to work with you that can kind of coach you along the way is vital. Great talking with you. And of course, you can always send me a note at Facebook. We'll be right back.
Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open. Welcome back to the show, America. 888-283-7272. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. And it is. Quote for the day comes from Norman Vincent Peale, one of my favorites. Believe in yourself. Have faith in your abilities. Without a humble but reasonable confidence in your own powers, you truly cannot be successful or happy. You've got to believe in yourself. Bottom line, know your gifts, know your talents, know what you're good at, and know what you're not good at, but believe in yourself. And know that you can accomplish what you set out your mind to, regardless of what it is, career, family, whatever it might be. You really can achieve your goals, but you have to know that you can, believe you can, think you can, and understand that you can. And literally, I've seen it time and time again in my own life and in others. But again, no one else can do that for you. You have to have that kind of belief system for you. Let's go to Mary on the phones. Hi, Mary.
I had a question about the vinegar. Does the taking of the vinegar bother the medications that we take daily? I'm on blood pressure medication, diabetic medication, and I wondered if the vinegar would dilute or take away any of the strength of the medications.
One thing with the vinegar, you'll have to check with your doctor and make sure. I mean, I can tell you from my own experience, they'll have to guide you because when it comes to medications that they put you on, you've got to get that recommendation from them. But I can tell you that for the most part, vinegar, what I've seen and from what I've read and studied and seen, usually does not have any kind of effect like that. However, you want to talk with your doctor, though, that put you on that. Okay, ask that question to them and make sure they give you the clearance. But for the most part, vinegar, pretty safe. I'll tell you what it's really good for. It's great for your digestion. It's only going to enhance your body's ability to absorb and digest nutrients and actually does that quite well. So that's a couple of things to think about. Vinegar is, especially the balsamic vinegar, apple cider vinegar, all those are phenomenal for overall health. Hot flashes, many women deal with them. And a new study can give us some clues. Scientists are getting warmer in their attempts to zero in on what causes hot flashes, these intense surges of heat and sweating that affect millions of middle-aged women in the years leading into menopause. Studying rats, the University of Arizona College of Medicine in Tucson, they pinpointed a small region in the brain that may go awry during typical hot flashes, finding that certain set of neurons acts as a virtual control switch for the problem when the estrogen levels drop. I think the idea is to develop some alternative treatments for hot flashes, but how could we possibly develop appropriate treatments, they say, if we don't know the root causes, says Dr. Naomi Rantz, a neuropathologist, professor, and the associate head of pathology at the university. She says scientists noted, however, that research with animals often failed to provide similar results in humans. A study appeared recently in the Journal of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. An estimated 70% of women, along with some men, experience hot flashes, and previous research indicates the flashes originated in the hypothalamus, which is a section of the brain, kind of like the switchboard between hormone signals and the central nervous system. So the University of Pittsburgh scientist published a study earlier this year showing that the parasympathetic nervous system, which is part of the autonomic nervous system, which regulates unconscious bodily functions such as heart rate and breathing, isn't working as efficiently and normal during a hot flash. Well, in the new research, Rantz and her colleagues created an animal model of menopause by using a toxin to deactivate the group of brain cells known as the KNDY, pronounced candy, these neurons in rats. And after the neurons were deactivated, the rat's tail skin temperature consistently lowered, suggesting that the neurons control the widening of the blood vessels known as vasodilation that lead to hot flashes by increasing blood flow to the skin. The rat's tail skin temperature rose after the removal of the ovaries, which produce estrogen, and hot flashes are really episodic vasodilation. She says you can actually see it. That's why people get red, because the blood rises to the surface skin. Flushing is the body trying to get rid of the heat, and the core temperature is normal. So if you don't make sense of it all, that's what's going on. Current treatment for hot flashes include estrogen replacement therapy, which is controversial because of potential health risk, including the higher odds of certain cancers, including breast cancers. And also, another option is taking antidepressants, or what we call SSRIs, or selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which traditionally treat depression. Although the current research helps identify the basic biologic mechanism behind hot flashes, it may be years before scientists are able to develop new choices for treating them. Dr. Jill Raymond, who's chief of ambulatory care in OBGYN at the Long Island Jewish Medical Center in New Hyde Park, New York, raised Rance's study as groundbreaking and very well done. The study is done in rats, so it's really hard to translate into people, but it's very, very interesting, says Raven, who also is head of the gynecology department. She says the issue has been looked at for a long time, and now we're ready to find some results. So it's interesting. Hot flashes, as you know, is a big, it's a huge deal. I mean, you talk to women all the time. Here on the show, we get emails, we get phone calls many times about hot flashes and what's going on with women. And the reality is there's hormonal changes, but we have to look at the foods that women are eating. And we also have to look at hormones that are in our food supply. You can't negate that. You can't leave that out. I mean, we don't typically look at that in these studies or count that in. But really and truly, the quality of our foods today, I really believe, are affecting us more than we really see. And it's behind the scenes, and it's making a huge impact on our health. So although our body's fairly resilient, I mean, we can handle a lot. You can't handle tons every single day, all day long. So it's about making new choices, making better choices, and getting the body to function at a much higher level and at a peak level. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can go online, check us out, getwellradio.com. Send me an email, be glad to make it part of the show, and also Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget those as well. Let's go to Patrick now. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, how's it going?
Man, I'm living well. What's up?
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, I've been dealing with ADD, you know, ever since I can remember, you know, especially as a kid.
Okay.
And, you know, when I was younger, you know, I was on Ritalin, Wellbutrin, and stuff like that. It didn't seem to really help. And then, so I went ahead and, you know, just kind of thought, hey, I can fix this myself and, you know, quit taking that stuff and just kind of, you know, tried harder and stuff. But, after a while lately, here I am, you know, in my 30s now,
mm-hmm.
and it seems to be, it's gotten harder and different things I've, you know, maybe experienced like a flash of rage. You know, it lasts for, you know, a split second, but for that split second, you know, I'm the maddest I could ever be sometimes. But I'm wondering, is there anything other than, like, Adderall that's out there that I'm currently on? And, I mean, it helps a lot, but I take a pretty low dosage, extended release of 10 milligrams, and that definitely helps me out. And if I miss it, I can definitely tell a difference, but I'm just wondering if there's something more, you know, if there's something healthier out there or if Adderall is bad. I haven't really looked up on side effects, anything of that nature. I'm just wondering if there's anything else that I can do to help myself and help my memory and, you know,
yeah,
focus.
You definitely can. I mean, the big deal with ADD or ADHD and those types of symptoms, memory loss and decrease in memory is definitely a strong suit of that. Acetylcholine is the brain chemical. It's a neurotransmitter that really you have to look at for ADHD and ADD. All right. And there's a couple things that will build that nutritionally. When stress levels are high, just so you know, it drives acetylcholine down. You know your acetylcholine is low when you don't dream that much when you sleep. And also you notice your memory begins to decline just a little bit. So, you know, first and foremost, making sure that you're getting the right nutrition, that you're managing stress levels well, those are both extremely important. And I'll give you some little tips as far as nutrition goes. Eggs are really good. Whole eggs contain choline in the egg yolk, which is great for producing acetylcholine in the body and in the brain. So eating eggs, as good as they are for your heart and as good as they are for cholesterol, and they're one of the best protein sources, they're phenomenal for your brain chemistry. So even 2 to 3 eggs every day is kind of the norm now they're recommending for heart health, believe it or not. It's kind of a new thing. But we're also, that's very good for your brain chemistry. So just a couple things to think about and getting those in every single day and making that kind of a normal part of what you do. So they're good. Also protein sources, lean protein sources, chicken, fish, beef, those are all great for promoting good, healthy brain chemistry. Vitamin B6, pyridoxal 5-phosphate, P5P is a good one too. So on the nutritional side, to build acetylcholine levels is really important. I mean, I would say more than just about anything. Now, you can get supplements that help. Huperzine A, Club Moss is good. Phosphatidylcholine or lecithin, which is what you can get at a health food store, that's known to build acetylcholine levels. And I'd also look at watching the coffee intake. Coffee is a big driver. Now, coffee can play and do the same type of role that, say, a Ritalin or Adderall will. It does the same type mechanism to the brain, but it's short-lived, and it depletes your acetylcholine when you drink it. So green tea is a better option for that sort of thing. But, yeah, it's one of those deals where nutrition can build it up, medicine can manage it, but you've got to look at more of a nutritional plan long-term, typically, when you're looking at brain chemistry. And that's for all the different brain chemicals when you're looking at that, okay? Keep me posted how things are going. We'll be right back with more healthy.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. What are your eating habits like? And that's what I want to ask, because so many people struggle with what to eat. You know, you've got your little things that you like to cheat with, whether it's pizza or ice cream or whatever it is. But have you made some radical changes in your overall lifestyle? And have you radically made some changes in the way that you eat? Because you know everything you put inside your body really does become your body. And my granny told me when I was a little kid, she used to say, Asa, you are what you eat. And I find that so interesting because, you know, I didn't really listen. Who listens when you're a little kid? Nobody listens, right? Especially when you're a teenager. But, you know, as I've gone through the years a little bit, I realized that she was right. And what we put inside of our body really does make up everything. And so our choices matter, and they matter in a big way. So if I can encourage you with anything, it's that to go to that next level in your health, you've got to get your mind right. And you got to decide that you want to get well. You decide you want to go to that next level. You want to transform. And you never want to be the same again. And once you make that decision, literally life will change for you. And you can push and you can grow. And you can go to that next level in your health and with your life. And we want to help you succeed and do that. That's what we're all about. All right, let's go to Sam. Hi, Sam.
What's up, Doc?
No, man, better than yesterday. What's cooking?
I might be kind of an unusual caller for you. Like I say, I love your program. I listen to you maybe an hour or so every few nights. I'm not home from work. And I'm 24 years old. I'm about average body, you know, body mass for my height and all that. I don't eat enough, I don't think. I eat, you know, between one and two meals a day. You know, I get pretty decent exercise. I bike a lot, you know, a few times a week for at least an hour a day. But I don't eat a lot of breakfast, and I kind of just sort of binge eat when I do eat. I ate a lot at one time, and then I find myself drinking a lot at night, and that's just kind of what my lifestyle's been like. And, you know, I haven't had any major health ailments, to be quite frank with you, but, you know, I'm pretty young, and I just kind of wanted to know what you thought my general risk factor is doing that kind of lifestyle.
Well, I mean, for the most part, right now, if you're in your, you know, kind of your almost your mid-20s, it's not that big of a deal. But it's never, when I say not that big of a deal, your body's pretty resilient at that age. But, you know, at the same time, it's never good on your liver, you know, to drink that much. You know, obviously, to put large amounts of food in at one time, your body can handle that pretty well. I mean, you want to do like one big meal a day and maybe another, you know, small meal or something. It's not ideal, but your body can handle it. Now, if it's a bunch of junk food all the time, fast food and all that, yeah, I mean, that'll catch up with you. Again, you don't really see cancer and those sorts of things
early on. You see those later. So, and it takes about 10 years for a tumor to form in the body. I'm not saying that bad eating habits and what you're doing right now is going to cause all that. I'm just saying that in general, it takes quite a bit of time. That's why you see people really start getting on medications and they're life changing when they get into like their 40s and late 40s and 50s. And because it takes about that long of poor habits over a long period of time to start causing the body to break down enough to cause that kind of thing. So that's just my first thought to you. But why the alcohol every night? Are you like it? You hooked on it? You just, what's the deal?
It's just been a habit of mine kind of ever since I went to college, and it's, you know, I've experienced, you know, losses in friendship, you know, people dying, and I wouldn't consider myself a depressed individual, but it's just been not like a coping mechanism, but just a way to let loose. And I don't find myself puking every night or anything, but, you know, one night without at least a couple of drinks is very rare, you know. It's definitely a regular part of what I do, and I kind of feel like if I replace that with decent food, you know, that's going to add years to my life, but I don't see myself making that adjustment in the near future. This has become such a regular part of what I do.
Yeah, I get it, but I mean, at the same time, is that, are you happy doing that, or are you just, if it was healthy for your body, you do it all the time, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's not, man. If you can break those habits now, it's probably going to be better, because what you'll see is, you know, as you get a little bit older, if you keep doing this kind of pattern, it will start making some pretty negative impacts on you later. I mean, it's going to cause cognitive thinking issues potentially. It can cause real issues with the liver and that kind of thing. Plus, man, I mean, you know what? It alters your body chemistry in a negative way. You know, I mean, make you feel good and all that. What if you went without it? What would you deal with? Would you deal with anxiety? Would you feel down and out, like depressed? What would you feel like?
Well, I'm the very occasional diet where I don't have a drink. You know, I actually notice myself here and feeling clearer. And I know, you know, I'm an educated person. I definitely know kind of what I'm doing. But, you know, from your standpoint, you seem to have a really down to earth view on diet and, mm-hmm. you know, versus, you know, and you have kind of a reasonable outlook. And, you know, how long would I be able to sustain this habit, I guess, is what I'm worried about.
I wouldn't sustain it, man. I would just change it. I mean, if anything, cut it down to just drinking on the weekends at first and give yourself a break during the week. Your body can handle that fairly well. A lot of people do that for long periods of time. I'm not a big alcohol guy. I just never. When it comes to your health, it's a depressant. So, you know, every time you drink it, you're depressing every system in your body. So that's why you say on the occasional time where you don't drink, you feel clear. Well, that clear is your body getting back into balance. And that's what I would shoot for. You know, and replace that behavior with something else that's a little bit more constructive. And make you feel a little bit better, too. That's my hope for you.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither those nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you, call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.